880-7826 to order a full quart of TR10 for just $29.95. That's less than 94 cents per ounce. Most colloidal silvers have dramatically larger particles that can't help and might just hurt. For $5 or more per ounce, call 866-880-7826, 866-880-STAN, and get a full quart of TR10 super colloidal silver for just $29.95.
You are listening to GCN.
Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills or from overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and the views of our guests. And, well, today we have a Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. Hi, Joel. Good to have you with us. Joel, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go right ahead. Joel, go ahead.
Yes. Yes, what would you like to cover?
Well, what would you like to cover? You're the expert, and do you want to cover some of the things in the World Affairs Brief, or what?
Well, I guess we can start with Mexico. There has the electoral action, the Supreme Court ruled unanimously that Felipe Calderon was the actual winner of the hotly contested and very, very close election. The far-left candidate, Obrador, is not accepting the results. It was interesting to hear some of the commentary of the court in justifying their decision to essentially reject all of Obrador's appeals. And they were very, very superficial. They did pick one or two arguments to say, well, these are the things that we felt that the Obrador's opposition did incorrectly. And they talked about very simplistic things, such as Vicente Fox attacking in his speeches too strongly Obrador, or Felipe Calderon, saying things that were, these are just free speech issues. These are not the core issues that Obrador was making, and that was that there was ballot box stuffing and some actual direct manipulation of the voting process. And the court refused to even discuss those, which shows that this was essentially a cover-up. Anytime you have a unanimous consent like this on a very, very closely contested election, indicates that the powers that be who control this electoral court had predetermined the outcome. At least in the United States, determination of the Bush victory in the when it went to the Supreme Court, they had a 6-3 decision, so it didn't look like it was unanimous. It was still predetermined in the same way, but unanimous decisions always worry me.
And, of course, the thing is, didn't they actually have at least a partial recount? They count 10% of the vote or something, and there were, Obrador actually picked up a lot of votes there, and then they said, we're not going to do any more? I mean, that doesn't make sense.
Well, yes. Well, the key point about when you can pick and choose of which ones you're going to recount, they obviously, picked areas where the recount would have confirmed the Calderon victory.
Right.
And they didn't recount the ones that Obrador was protesting. Now, in saying all of this, I'm not really in favor of either candidate. Obrador is far left and has Marxist ties. I'm not in favor of him. I'm not in favor of Calderon, even though he's pro-business and appears to be pro-market, because the PAN party is essentially a globalist party. And so they use the free market and the pro-business approach to politics to attract your conservative vote, but they are, in fact, globalist in orientation, and that's the main purpose. So I think that we're going to see some continued political unrest in Mexico. I don't think it's going to get to the point of armed uprising, but I think we are going to see continual political unrest.
Well, I bet that'll cause a lot more people wanting to flee the country and come to the land of milk and honey, which is the United States.
Well, of course, it's not really the politics. Most Mexicans are very skeptical of the politics of Mexico. And,
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Okay.
If you're looking at the world today from within the box, you must see total chaos and feel lost with no hope. Out-of-the-box thinkers, such as Nostradamus, who saw the world from a different perspective, knew that nature or God's truth would prevail. They saw that today's organized religions and governments are being judged, not with the hand of man through atomic wars, but with the hand of God through natural disasters. We are judging ourselves during this trying apocalyptic period by all our hidden truths being uncovered. Don't you see this happening through the media today? Just remember these famous words. Everything hidden will be uncovered, and the truth will make you free. For evidence of these statements, get Jerry Vanno's new book, The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Go to www.gvanno.com. That's www.gvanno.com.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Communication Network, and our guest this afternoon is Joel Skousen. We're just talking about Mexico, and Joel doesn't think there will be a civil war there. He thinks that there will be unrest. And pick up the story there, Joel.
Well, you have this Zapatista group down in the Chiapas province in the Yucatan, which is an armed Marxist insurgency, and that's going to continue, but that's not really aligned with the López Obrador movement. They're the traditional left dealing in socialist benefits for the poor is where Obrador gets his basic power. And he's interested in continuing to disrupt using strikes and national days of protest against the Calderón government. But I don't really think that this is going to be something that turns to civil war. Now, a lot of people have postulated that Castro or Hugo Chavez in Venezuela could be shipping arms to these people, but that's not as easy as one thinks. Mexico even though it is leftist in orientation, is very much aligned with the United States, is not going to get a black eye with allowing Hugo Chavez to do much infiltration. That infiltration route, by the way, would go through the Zapatistas themselves, and so we'd first of all see an uptick in the armaments of the Zapatista movement before we'd see anything infiltrate to Mexico.
All right,
so
fine.
That could change, but that's what my prognosis is right now.
All right, fine.
I think it's going to be business as usual in Mexico. Certainly, the pro-business policies of Calderón will help in the short term. The big problem is that he will continue the Fox-Bush linkage of trying to get open borders in a North American free trade area. And that's going to continue full strength, and that's our major worry, much more than a civil war in Mexico would be.
All right, very good. So, now, is there something else that you think we ought to be talking about? What's your take on what's going over in the Middle East?
Yes, Israel is finally, they made some basic demands that the U.N. UNIFIL force, United Nations forces in Lebanon is what UNIFIL stands for, must reach 5,000 minimum in order for them to begin a troop withdrawal. They are under tremendous international pressure, the UN is, as well as Israel, to find some solution. None of this is going to impact Hezbollah, who essentially is going to be allowed to operate more or less as it was before, as long as it doesn't launch any rockets. Israel's going to give it a tacit, leave it alone. And the Lebanon UNIFIL force is not going to attempt to disarm it. Israel agreed today that on Thursday they're going to begin to lift their air and sea blockade of Lebanon. So life should get back to normal fairly soon in Lebanon, except for the major disaster of the bombing itself and destruction that occurred there. Israel continues to do some selected targeting both in Lebanon and in the Gaza Strip of militants, but I think it's going to take a while for these things to work themselves out. Eventually we're going to have another flare-up, but it looks like this one's going to stabilize while Hezbollah rebuilds, and when it rebuilds we could see another flare-up in the insurgency.
Well, don't you think what happened actually strengthened the Arab position? In other words, they suddenly realized that Israel is not invincible and that maybe more and more of them will want to give it another try before long?
Well, certainly to run an operation like Hezbollah does, a real good guerrilla operation, takes a lot of expertise. And the Iraqis in Iraq, are doing much the same way, but there is a suspicion amongst myself and others that the United States has, in fact, colluded with insurgency forces in Iraq to make sure things stay unstable. I pointed out in my World Affairs brief the dramatic testimony of one of the professors at the Iraqi universities who was found that he had been, he had been ordered to report to the Green Zone, U.S. military officials had told him that he was to take this particular car and drive it over to another place where he was to be interrogated at an Iraqi place. And, the car had car problems, and he noticed a helicopter was following him as he was going over there. And when he called in for assistance with this car, they searched and found that it was loaded with a bomb. And it has led him to believe, and I think correctly so, that many of these suicide bombs that are occurring in Iraq are occurring because people have been rounded up by U.S. or Iraqi forces, sent into the Green Zone, given a car, and given orders to drive it someplace, and then it's detonated by these helicopters or other people with electronic detonator, and these aren't really suicide bombers. These are people who have been captured, put in a car, and told to drive somewhere, and they dutifully do so and get blown up.
And, of course, what you're really suggesting is that we are really behind a lot of the terrorist, so-called terrorist activity over there and the suicide bombers. And I've heard this story before from several sources.
Well, of course, I covered in the World Affairs brief what happened in Basra when they found those two British intelligence agents that were dressed up like Arabs, and they had explosive devices in their car. And they were caught in a checkpoint, on a black ops operation. But the question which never got a lot of press, is what would they do dressed up like Arabs with explosive devices?
And actually, they killed one Arab policeman. They had wounded another.
Yes. But so you see, there's a good deal of evidence, hard evidence, that the United States is in fact involved in many of these things. And I pointed out for a long time that the United States was culpable in the allowing of the insurgents to raid all of these depots of artillery shells, which became IEDs or improvised explosive devices, IEDs, and you know, provided all of the tons of explosives that are being used for these operations. We know that the U.S. imported from Pakistan a great deal of AK-47s and other Soviet bloc armament. But what are they doing that for? You know, normally if you're going to claiming that they're going to arm the Iraqi army, well, the Iraqi army has tons of AK-47s in warehouses. Why do they need to import them from Pakistan? Obviously because they want to paint the picture that these are al-Qaeda-related insurgents that are coming through. Now, another thing that is most disturbing is the propaganda blitz that's going on right now by President Bush on the anniversary of 9/11 that's coming up. He's giving five major anti-terrorist talks. He's already given a couple, and they have been real doozies, carefully written so that, you know, they pump up all the patriotic fervor about we're not leaving Iraq until the job is finished and we're not going to yield or give in to terrorism, all of those typical things. But he also announced something very dramatic, and that is that he was bringing several, or they were supposedly shutting down, he admitted, I should say, that the U.S. government was operating secret prisons, and that he was bringing some of those high-profile terrorist people and going to put them into Guantanamo Bay. Now, people have a busy scratching their heads figuring out why, if there's a great deal of pressure to shut down Guantanamo Bay, is he going to bring some of these high-profile terrorists in here? And sure enough, on the list of terrorists that he's bringing to Guantanamo is what, in the vernacular, they call KSM, or Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Now, as you know, we've talked about him before. He's supposedly the mastermind of the 9/11 attack and knows all about any inside sleeper cells that supposedly have been in the United States. Now, he's been captured, as far as what the CIA says, as of March of 2003. So here we have over 3 years, and suddenly he's going to be taken to Guantanamo Bay, and the government says they're finally going to put him on trial. Now, there's method to their madness, and here's what I think they're up to. First of all, it's very, very suspicious that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, you know, has never been prosecuted up to this point, and that all the information that is leaked from his interrogations tend to support the official view all too conveniently, though it never answers any of the particular questions. They never asked him, or he never revealed, apparently, in their CIA transcripts of his interrogation, and where did they learn to fly those airplanes? Now, yeah, I would be most interested in that if I were an interrogator, finding out how this whole 9/11 thing happened. If the government story is true, they certainly didn't learn by flying Cessnas, or in reality, none of them could fly well. But the pilots who actually hijacked that, who obviously weren't the pilots on the list of 19 hijackers that the FBI produced, had training in high-performance airline aircraft, which could only have been done by participating countries. But they never asked Khalid Sheikh Mohammed that, and he never volunteered the information, which is very, very suspicious. Of course, all we know is what the United States says and leaks about what these interviews are. But why bring Khalid Sheikh Mohammed to Guantanamo? Well, as you know, the United States government has been under pressure to shut down Guantanamo. Both the international community is requesting it or demanding it, as well as many human rights groups within the United States. In addition, the courts have ruled that the Supreme Court has ruled that the military tribunals of the president that he's been using rather ineffectively in Guantanamo are unconstitutional. So the president has asked, and the Republican leadership in Congress is determined to write legislation that makes the Bush administration's version of these trials legal. And the Supreme Court hinted that all Congress would have to do is make it legal, and they would say it was constitutional, which is absolutely false. If it's unconstitutional, it can't be made constitutional simply because Congress passes legislation authorizing, and that legislation would also be unconstitutional if it violated certain of the basic fundamental civil rights and due process clause. That could only be changed by amendment, not by a piece of legislation by Congress. But it appears to me that bringing of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed to Guantanamo specifically has the purpose of putting pressure on Congress of saying, we can't prosecute this guy unless we can use evidence conceived under torture and the other things that the president wants to do, which presently is has been ruled illegal by the courts.
Well, that's an interesting thing to conjecture. I hope that they never say it's all right to use evidence obtained by torture. Proper nutrition is absolutely essential for good health, but most people just don't eat right. Did you know that vitamin C is essential for our health? It's responsible for our collagen, for our bone. It's an excellent antioxidant that protects our immune system, but we can't produce it. Every other animal in the world can produce it except for fruit bats, hamsters, and human beings, and that's why we need vitamin C supplements. Most people are vitamin D deficient during the winter months, and certainly those who work indoors are vitamin D deficient during the entire year, and you need supplements. If you'd like to learn about the various health books and tape sets and videos and other health products that are available from Radio Divinity, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the Radio Divinity Health Catalog.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Joel Skousen, and he's saying that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is going to be brought to Guantanamo. And, of course, Joel's very, very perceptive. Thought about this is that maybe they're going to say, well, we've just got to put him on trial, but we're going to have to be able to use the information obtained by torture, you know. Well, of course, many, many people are very, very curious about Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. He's been 3 years. Here's the man who planned the first World Trade Center bombing, the second World Trade Center bombing, and what's so really strange about the entire story is that many people believe that he worked for Pakistani intelligence, the ISI, which was a sort of an extension of the CIA, and maybe he was a double agent. Have you ever thought of that, Joel?
Well, that's what I believe strongly. We've had no evidence, in fact, that he's been anything but house arrest in a nice villa there. As I say, we simply don't know anything about terrorism except what our government tells us. And when we find evidence that they are involved in promoting terrorism and financing their own groups of terrorism, which I believe Al-Qaeda is, in fact, at least controlled at the top levels to be able to foment only high-profile events, I think we have a snow job of mammoth proportions that's being perpetrated on the American people. It's interesting how everyone who, even the supposedly liberal news outlets like National Public Radio, quote during this week of propaganda on terrorism, they give all of the old excuses. I must have heard a couple of Republican congressmen talking about how successful the war of terrorism has been because we haven't had another major event since 9/11. Therefore, it must be a success. And what do they say? They say, well, we've got them on the run. All of the things we've been doing in hitting terrorism and breaking up the Al-Qaeda network and hitting the supposed number two and killing him in Iraq, these have destabilized. Well, that's just ludicrous if anyone looks at the specifics. It doesn't take direction from these high-profile leaders, even if they were, in fact, killed or were the leaders, which, I mean, it doesn't take much to graduate someone from the lower ranks up to the higher. But the main point that I've always made is we have wide-open borders and we don't have any normal terrorism attack. That's 10 times easier to accomplish than a 9/11, even if we accept the government point of view, which I do not, that these terrorists were the ones responsible for 9/11. I think that there were terrorists, there were hijackers that were trained on other airplanes, but that these were agents that, in essence, were working for Al-Qaeda, who was controlled by the CIA, and they got their intelligence, they got their insider access. I mean, we know, for example, that one of the hijackers had a gun that he got on board. Now, you can't get through security with a gun. But the stewardess said he has a gun and he's using it, and it shot some person on one of the, and that was suppressed. But those types of evidence indicate that this was an inside job. Not to mention, of course, all of the information we're now finding out about the takedown of the World Trade Center, including Building Number 7, which wasn't even struck by an airliner. It's interesting, Dr. Stan, that the media is starting to continually, every week, attack conspiracy theory now. Almost 40% the polls say if people believe that the government was in some way complicit with 9/11. Now, that's a huge percentage of the United States. The message of the 9/11 Truth Commission, the academics for 9/11 Truth, and those types of groups are really having their mark. In Utah, for example, I just heard yesterday a major program where they allowed, to their credit, Professor Stephen Jones, the physicist at Brigham Young University, to air his views on why the World Trade Center was an inside job done with explosive demolitions. He was very precise about the evidence. It was very effective. Of course, the latter half of the program, they brought out professors who, a whole bunch of them now, writing books about the, quote, enemy within, meaning those conspiratorial individuals or who believe in conspiracy are now the enemy within and are destabilizing our country. But the mere fact that the establishment community is coming out very strongly against conspiracy indicates that it is having its effect.
And I really
certainly,
think,
I think...
I was just going to say that I'm very encouraged by this because, you know, despite the fact that they control just about everything in the country, the media, the money, the military, the police, you know, but they're worried that the American people might wake up. And the fact that 40% of the American people don't believe this story, all we would need would be another 10-20%, and they would be in real trouble. People beginning to question everything they are told by the media.
One of the problems, of course, is that people don't have anywhere to turn because you know, even Professor Jones is asking for another investigation. Well, just like in the JFK, that will be just as controlled. They'll give a few bones to the conspiracy community. But nothing's going to happen unless you have conspiratorialists in charge of the investigation.
And I think it's so interesting that this Philip Zeitkow, who was in charge of the 9/11 Commission, he was the coordinator. He comes from the CFR, and his specialty is creating myths.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Joel Skousen, and we're simply talking about the question, you know, what really happened on 9/11, and more people beginning to question what we have been told. The official government conspiracy theory, because that's really what it is. The government said that 19 hijackers conspired to hijack 4 airplanes and to crash them into buildings, and 3 of them accomplished their goal, and one was shot down, one of the aircraft was shot down. But this is a conspiracy theory. But it's only a theory. We do not know that is exactly what happened. There are many unanswered questions. So pick up the story there, Joel.
Well, the issue is, of course, not whether or not there were some hijackers, because I think we have the transcripts now from the FAA showing that there are hijackers, and we do have, you know, some strong evidence that that actually happened. The real question is whether or not they could have brought down the World Trade Centers, because certainly the fuel from these burning airplanes could not have done the damage, even if the scenario of bringing heating the metal so that the floors begin to collapse does not explain the near zero or the near free fall speed at which the World Trade Center and Building 7 came down, because there is the inertia, the resistance of each floor resisting the impact of one after another would have extended the fall of those buildings by at least 3 seconds, longer than they should be. The fact that these were taken down indicate that there were demolition charges. But the typical conspiracy debunker says, and I'll quote from one, Christopher Pyle, professor of at Holyoke College in Massachusetts, as he dismissed the academics who are against the official version. He said, to plant bombs in three buildings with enough bomb materials and wiring, it's too huge a project. It will require far too many people to keep it secret. And how would they do this during working hours when people are inside the buildings? Well, those are only the most superficial questions from someone who has dismissed this out of hand. It's like the other, well, let me address that particular question. In fact, we know from the World Trade Center construction that all they had to do was have access to the 42 main pillars on the inside of the utility sector of the building. They wouldn't have to go into any of the office space at all to wire these bombs. More than that, because of the evidence that Professor Jones has said that they used thermite explosive at the base of these, they wouldn't have had access except the basement, which they could have done at any hour of the day with sufficient security clearances, which we know they had, based upon the fact that one of the conspirators essentially took possession of the buildings, bought the building 6 weeks before, and took out terrorist insurance. But that was Silberstein. The point that's important to remember is that with thermite explosives in the base of those columns, if you even start those things down like that, the outer columns, which are much, much lighter, simply collapse instantaneously. Now, that wouldn't still have come down at free fall speed without the charges that were put in. But it doesn't require a great many people in a lot of wiring. It can be done by electronic control without wiring the entire building. In addition, we now know that the entire World Trade Center was shut down and everyone was prohibited going into that during the weekend. They had a maintenance shutdown and the whole building was dark. In other words, they did have the time to wire that building without people being in there, even though they didn't have to go into the offices to do that. So you see, these supposed experts are, throwing out what we call a straw man argument, an argument which appears logical to people, that this is too big of a job for people and there would be too many people who knew about it, too hard to keep the secret. In fact, there are professional hit teams, that the U.S. and CIA uses all of the time to do dark black ops, and they have no compunction about doing illegal acts. Certainly they know that they brought down the towers. They aren't talking. They know that it would be a death sentence to them. But the overall argument that Professor Goldberg of the University of Utah on the local program that I heard, who's written that book, Enemies Within, said is that, there have been conspiracies, yes, he admitted, but this is a global conspiracy which requires tens of thousands of individuals to be in on it. I mean, this is the most ignorant argument of all that is I hear every time someone tries to debunk conspiracy, is that a conspiracy on a global scale would require hundreds of thousands of people to know about it. And that simply isn't true. These are people who haven't thought through the process. How would you operate a conspiracy without telling everybody about the plans? Well, in the first place, it isn't necessary. You simply hire mostly predictable people. When people start asking questions, you hide behind the wall of national security. Anyone who's been inside the military or government, as I have, knows that all you have to do is say, they have this doctrine of need to know. Even if you've got a secret clearance, you can't ask, what is the government doing this for? They say, you don't have a need to know. And that shuts you up. You know that you're not allowed to penetrate or even continue to ask questions if a supervisor puts up his hand and says, this is top security and you don't have a need to know. You simply go back to your desk. And if you persist, you will be prosecuted. You will lose your job. There are other little things that happen that telegraphs a message within the community. You don't ask too many questions. Plus the fact that they give false reasons to explain many things. Everybody, there are hundreds of thousands of people who know, who are deep within government and the other security services, that there are control systems in place. Now, most of them talk themselves into the fact that these are beneficial, or that these, are secret because, it's proper for government to keep secrets. It's amazing what you can accomplish when you establish a realm of secrecy that can cover a little of anything, and you don't allow anybody to probe or ask any appropriate questions of why this is secret. They said, because we told you so. And you're not supposed to ask any questions. It's a perfect cover. So combining with predictable people that you hire into place, with people who are fearful of losing their jobs or getting bad fitness reports for having questioned too deeply, you can shut down almost 90%. And then whistleblowers come along. And one of the conspiracy debunkers mentioned that. We are nations of whistleblowers, you say. You couldn't keep this a secret in government. But that's not true at all. The whistleblowers know that the government is very hostile towards whistleblowers. 95% of all whistleblowers either lose their job or are demoted sufficiently to give a message that this government does not protect whistleblowers. And if that weren't enough, occasionally they do carry forth very, very strong threats. When a person continues to persist or has information as a whistleblower, they often get death threats or threats to their family. And several hundred people a year are actually killed by dark side operators just to telegraph a message. This is what happens when you keep pushing. So, can you control a conspiracy in a global nature or even as broad as within the United States government without a great deal of people coming forward? Yes, you certainly can. The fact that it does exist, and we do have whistleblowers, but they are sufficiently suppressed, prosecuted, threatened, or even they go to jail. And what news does get out by the press is scoffed at, or the government provides counter-excuses that, for example, in Gunter Rusbacher, who claimed that he flew the predecessor of the SR-71 that took George Bush from Paris back to the United States in one day so that they could do Iran-Contra and sign the papers with the Iranian people who wanted a high-level Reagan presidency official there to sign the documents so that they could have plausible deniability. The government said Gunter Rusbacher doesn't know how to fly SR-71. They admitted he was a CIA employee. But Rodney Stitch, who was an FAA inspector, went and got out a manual for an SR-71 and gave Rusbacher question after question on the technical aspects of the SR-71, and he proved that he knew the airplane backwards and forward. But you see, the press never published what Rodney Stitch said. They only published the government saying that Gunter Rusbacher didn't know how to fly an SR-71. It was actually YF-12A, the predecessor of the SR-71, the Blackbird reconnaissance aircraft. But it doesn't take much for the press to be in collusion with these things. For example, in the latest wave of terrorist or anti-terrorism propaganda by the president, they gave tremendous time to the president in repeating everything that he said, and they brought in one expert after another who would continue to give credibility to what the president was saying. And then they gave some very weak counter-arguments by the Democratic leadership. And they're weak because essentially they would do the same thing, carry forth the same policies as the Bush administration if they got into power, because they're controlled by the same people in power. So this is a very sophisticated story going on, and as I repeat, the mere fact that the establishment is really pressing hard and denigrating and putting conspiracy theory in a pejorative atmosphere indicates that they're worried about the effectiveness that the Internet is having, especially on the 9/11 evidence.
Well, I think it's fascinating to contemplate what's going on today, and I think that it's so vitally important that people just ask the simple questions, why did Building 7 come down? And you know, when I get into a discussion of this, people always want to talk about the Twin Towers and the Popular Mechanics article, and you know, and they have all these experts, but I just say, why did Building 7 come down? Just explain to me why the whole, you know, foundation of that building exploded spontaneously all around the building and it collapsed into its own footprint. Can you explain that to me? And rather, what they want to do is take you off on all the side issues. Have you noticed that, Joel?
Well, yes. You know, like Popular Mechanics, which, you know, is got on its staff one of the, I guess it's a nephew of Chertoff, the Homeland Security person. But they've been debunkers of conspiracy theory. They're very much an establishment publication that dedicates itself to doing debunking like this. And they target the, you know, the basic audience that, you know, subscribes to Popular Mechanics. But it's very, very superficial. They always pick the easy arguments. They never address the tough arguments. Even one of these conspiracy debunkers on the radio program was talking about now the conspiracy theorists really concentrate on facts. They list fact after fact that backs up their cause. And then he says, but, you know, these aren't really facts. And what he does, he didn't actually even dispute a single fact. He didn't even mention any of the facts that the conspiracy people brought up. What he brought up were non-facts that he debunked. And that was the human arguments. He says, they deny the fact that human beings make mistakes. And he went on to make the case about what they had subscribed to conspiracy is, in fact, just stupidity in government and incompetency in our intelligence services. The same old tired arguments that the government gives when there are mistakes, is that it wasn't anyone conspiring. But there is evidence of conspiracy. Conspiracy is when two or more government officials collude to cover up for truth. And all you have to do, for example, is look at the cover-up of evidence, the failure, refusal of the government to allow people to testify who have evidence, the cover-up of the evidence, for example, of those who had eyewitnesses in PW-800 to a missile track, those in Oklahoma City bombing who saw other additional Middle Easterner people with Timothy McVeigh, the seismologist who recorded two separate explosions at Oklahoma City bombing. They were put on a secrecy order. That's collusion. That's conspiracy, conspiring to hide the truth. The conspiracy to stop any government people from releasing any of the video of the airplanes crashing into the to the Pentagon. I mean, that would put to rest, if the government story is true, why can't we see the airliner flying by the gas station with its video camera pointed at the Pentagon? Why can't we see it for ourselves if it happened like that? Now, I happen to think that there was, you know, an airliner or something similar to it that did crash into the Pentagon, but it certainly isn't what they say. I think it was loaded with explosives. That's why there weren't any pieces left other than small confetti-type things. There was one eyewitness that said that it impacted the wall, and it did not penetrate. And he remembers going through his mind, and this is something you don't, this isn't just an erroneous witness testimony, because he said, man, that wall really held up. He would never have come to that conclusion had he not seen the airplane on the outside of the wall, and they said it blew into smithereens. Now, that indicates high explosives, because fuel induced explosions never do throw anything up to confetti. They put large pieces of the airplane, you know, in an explosive fireball. But in any case, those are some of the evidence that is hard evidence that the official version is not true. And the conspiracy debunkers never do tackle those specific pieces of evidence.
They never want to talk about they never want to talk about how those two passports, actually three passports, and how we learn how those three passports survived the flaming inferno of these crashed planes. You know, they never,
or the testimony of the firefighters who saw the FBI actually pick up two black boxes from the World Trade Center debris, and then they deny that they ever recovered any black boxes.
Right.
And so these are just lies.
And, of course, I think that one of the biggest questions is, why did the 9/11 Commission, that claims it wanted to be so honest and open and really convince the American people, why did they take over 1,200 testimonies and then keep them secret and seal them for 50 years? I mean,
yes.
You know, if there's nothing to conceal, why did they do the same thing that the Warren Commission did? Why not let publish that and let everybody see what the testimony said?
That's right. They sealed up the files of Martin Luther King for 50 years so that you couldn't see what the FBI had on him in terms of his communist connections. And, of course, a majority of that evidence was on his prostitution. And, as a reverend, Martin Luther King was, a constant purveyor of pornography and prostitution. And they didn't want, because they wanted to use him as for his martyr image, and to promote the civil rights movement, they had to hide this evidence. So they do this all the time. The FBI and the TW-800 thing took out every piece that was being, when they were putting the airplane back together, they took every piece that had missile residue on it and removed it from the hangar and put it in a special secret place. We have whistleblowers testifying to that. So these are cover-ups. These are conspiracies. People conspire to lie to the American people and to falsify evidence, and that is conspiracy fact. It's not conspiracy theory. Now, the overall theory, when you have to put it together, because we have no whistleblowers that come and admit to everything, because people higher up in these conspiracies never do blow the whistle. These people would be dead if they tried to do so. So we have no high-level conspiracies, but we do have conspiracies at the detail level, and you can put the picture together if you compile enough of these, and it gives you a very, very, what I consider an irrefutable picture of a major conspiracy on the government ever since JFK, completely through all the other major things that we've talked about: Oklahoma City bombing, TW-800, 9/11, the first World Trade Center bombing. All of these are involving similar modus operandi and dark side government agents.
And don't forget Waco, so all the people on fire, they had holes in the back of their head. And
that's right.
And it's a recurrent story. Well, Joe, we want to get your website out so people know how to get it. We got so interested, I forgot to get it out. Let's get your website out.
Your listeners can go to www.worldaffairsbrief.com and read all about the World Affairs Brief and how to subscribe.
www.worldaffairsbrief.com. I go there every single day, including Sunday and after church, of course, and you should too. Thanks so much, Joel. It's always a pleasure to have you with us.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Have you ever wondered why the incidence of cancer and diabetes and heart disease is increasing in the United States? Are you eating a lot of food that's loaded with sugars in them? Or are you simply eating prepackaged meals that are loaded with MSG? Or are you drinking Diet Coke that's loaded with aspartame? What are you doing to protect your health? What are you doing to protect the health of your family? Well, most people really don't understand the importance of good nutrition, so I've compiled a list of the books on health, the tape sets, the videos, the vitamins and minerals and herbal products that Radio Liberty carries, and the doses of the products that we recommend. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Radio Liberty Health Catalog, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And remember, proper nutrition is essential for good health.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, but you know, one of the conspirators did actually admit it, and he admitted it. In fact, you'll find this referenced in my treatise entitled Foreknowledge 911. But according to Robert Baer, who was a CIA agent, he quotes one of the highest-ranking CIA officials who told a reporter, "When the dust finally clears, Americans will see that September 11th was a triumph for the intelligence community, not a failure. When the dust finally clears, Americans will see that September 11th was a triumph for the intelligence community, not a failure." And what he was just saying, in essence, was, we needed this because we had to get into the war. We needed this because we had to go after Al-Qaeda. Of course, maybe he didn't even know we'd created Al-Qaeda. In fact, this whole Islamic terrorist movement has been created by our intelligence communities. First of all, the quotation I just gave you comes from a book entitled See No Evil by Robert Baer, which we carry and you should have and you should read. It was the basis of the movie Syriana. And then, of course, how we created this whole Islamic terrorist movement is covered in a book called The Devil's Game. That's Devil's Game. They're all available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927, as are our pamphlets on Foreknowledge 911. Now, we are moving into some very difficult times. And if you don't have a food supply on hand, emergency food supply, we are going to be providing this, ready reserve foods. And if you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, we'll send you a catalog of their products. And if you order them through us, they'll ship them to you, and you get them for the same price you would from ready reserve foods. But you'll be helping Radio Liberty because, quite frankly, we need your help to continue doing what we do 5 hours a day. So if you need emergency food or other supplies associated with emergencies, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We'll send you a catalog. We'll also send you a health food catalog. And, of course, I should say the health product catalog and all the things Barbara and I take in the way of vitamins and minerals and Allibiotic, which is a natural antibiotic pill with garlic and oil of oregano and elderberry juice and a couple of other things there that really do help traditionally to fight infections. And it has all the books that we carry on magnesium, on natural strategies for cancer patients, on Russell Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, and the Truth About Statin Drugs. So if you'd like to get our health catalog that lists all the products that we carry, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, and if you'd like the catalog on emergency food or emergency supplies, give us a call and we'll get them for you. Now, if you really want to understand the ultimate conspiracy, the spiritual conspiracy behind everything going on, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and you can get that, the individual copies, you can get them by the case. We hope many of you will want to get the DVD or the video, which we carry. If you haven't seen my video, The World Revolution, my interview with Ambassador Smith back in 1980, and it's an uncut. This is the original interview that we did with him, uncut. Why, of course, he tells you how we intentionally and knowing and purposely brought Fidel Castro to power, knowing he was a communist. And then we go into the Phony Bay of Pigs invasion. We sent those men in to die. And then, of course, we go into the phony you know, the Cuban Missile Crisis, and that, of course, was a scam to get the Democrats elected to Congress in 1962. So much of what's going on is simply showbiz, showbiz as usual. So remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, if you'd like a free copy of one of our newsletters. We'd be glad to get it to you. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And remember our webpage, it's radioliberty.com, www.radioliberty.com. And well, don't even think about changing that dial. We'll be back here in just a moment for the next hour of Radio Liberty.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests. And, well, with us this afternoon is Mr. John Quirk, who's with Asset Location International, but he spent many years working with the intelligence agencies and is a wonderful source of information for us. He teaches at a school for diplomats in Paris part-time, has a home in France, has another home in Florida. And this afternoon he's going to be with us to bring us abreast of what's happening in the Middle East, what's happening in Mexico, what's happening in Venezuela. And John Quirk, thank you so very much for being with us.
Well, it's a pleasure, Stan. Always nice to be with you.
Well, tell us what your take is, first of all, of what's going on over there in the Near East. Of course, that's in the area between Israel and Lebanon. And then what's going on in the Middle East, specifically in Iraq and in Iran?
Well, it's kind of all coming together is what's happening. And you can also add parts of Latin America to that. As far as the Near East, or what's happened in the Mideast regarding Israel and Lebanon, it is perceived that Israel received a defeat because they were not able to completely eliminate, control, or outmaneuver Hezbollah. And that's kind of energized, kind of fence-sitting Arab nations that were basically supporting Syria and Hezbollah. So it's not good for Israel, and it's certainly not good for the United States because it puts more pressure on the United States to do something about Iran. And Iran is certainly energized because now they're hoping that they can have more or less a Shia arc from Iran moving westward towards Iraq, Syria, and Lebanon, and they can control and influence that part of the world.
All right, of course, remember, I think about 60% of, for our listeners, 60% of Iraq is Shia Muslim. And, of course, Iran is primarily Shia Muslim. Iraq is 60% Shia Muslim. And then, of course, there's many, many Shias. What are they, about half of the population of Lebanon, something like that?
Yes, at least that much. And then the other thing that's complicating what's happening in Iraq, a few days ago, the leader of what would like to be Kurdistan, the head of the Kurds, said he would like to have his own independent country. And let me tell you what that does. It makes the Shia and the Sunnis in Iraq nervous because they've basically always discriminated against the Kurds in their own country. It makes the Turks, who's a very strong ally of the United States, extremely nervous because they've had problems with, you know, Kurdish separatists, and they know that the people in what we call Kurdistan wants an independent country. It's not good for relations between Turkey and the United States. And, of course, Iran would like, they don't like the Kurds either, but they'd like to keep the pot boiling. So the problems in Iraq are more than just the terrible bombings that are taking place in Baghdad. It's the problems between the Shia and the Sunni, and the Sunni are basically Ba'athists, leftover people from Saddam Hussein who have formed an alliance with Al-Qaeda. They want to keep the pot boiling. They want a civil war. And so we're really at a very serious crisis point for several reasons. The problems in Iraq, the seemingly defeat of Israel, or the fact that Israel was not able to defeat Hezbollah, and then what's happening with Iran. They are not backing down on their nuclear plans, and it presents a very serious problem for the United States.
All right, well, we're going to be back in just a moment here with Mr. John Quirk, and we're going to be talking about what's really going on in the world, the information you're not getting elsewhere. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative, when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcasts. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
It's related
Hold
to your
Hold on, I'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and John was saying that if you look at all the problems we have, there are two main ones, and so you pick up a story there.
Well, the two main ones are what's happening in what we'd call Central Asia, Middle East, and that means Iran's support of Syria, who also supports Hezbollah against Israel. Israel feels threatened. And then Iran's desire to have the Shia arc. That is one major foreign policy that stretches over hundreds of thousands of miles, and it's right in the face of the United States. The other major foreign policy that's developing, we know that the foreign policy of Russia and China is symmetrically opposed to the United States. And you have a lot of different players there. You have Venezuela, Hugo Chavez, going to Syria and Iran, making arrangements. He was in China a few weeks ago. We have reports that he's stirring up the pot with his so-called money in Bolivia and movement in Mexico. So you have what the old kind of communist countries, China and Russia, and Chavez, who is almost like a non-aligned country, where he's, with his oil money, he's running around making arrangements and deals with the Iranians, with the Syrians, and with the Chinese. About 3 weeks ago, he signed a multi-million dollar contract with some type of satellite program out of China. And experts in the Pentagon believe it may have the capability, when it's deployed, to interrupt our command and control situation with our computers and our signals intelligence. So he is spending money against us in political campaigns in Latin America. He's making agreements with the Iranians. There are Iranian engineers at the Venezuelan nuclear facility. There are rumors that there's Iranians mining uranium in the Amazon in southern Venezuela, where I've traveled a lot. And, of course, his recent trip a couple weeks ago making some kind of non-alignment agreement with the Syrians. These are all problems the United States is facing.
All right, fine. Well, what about Hugo Chavez actually funding a political agitation in Mexico? Because that's getting a lot closer to home, and we see a lot of signs of a political unrest in Mexico since the Electoral Council there has given the election to the PAN candidate, and of course the Marxist candidate is extremely unhappy. He thinks that there was a lot of irregularities in that election.
Well, it's really ironic what's happened, because the left-wing candidate, like you said, Lopez Obrador, tried to distance himself in the campaign from Chavez because he thought he would lose votes. The opposition candidate said that he would become like Chavez, and that probably is what cost him the election. The Mexicans didn't want anything to do with a Chavez-type government. But what's happening now, Chavez is using that as a way to insinuate himself in the trouble in Mexico, and Obrador is starting to form an alignment with him. So it's a combination. Nobody really knows. They found some weapons that were shipped into, I think it was Oaxaca State, with Venezuelan markings on them. It was a recent Venezuelan purchase of Russian arms that were shipped into Mexico just in the last couple weeks. We know that Chavez is giving money to the political campaign and stirring up protests. He wants revolution. He's not very covert about it. And probably, even though things settle down, will settle down in Mexico. The Mexicans have a way of coming together, and they don't like outside interference, whether it's from Venezuela or the United States. But the Bolivarian movement, the concept that Chavez is starting to spread out through Latin America, will probably take hold with the poor and with Obrador over the next months and possibly a year. So it's like a fifth column that's going to be a problem for Mexico for months and maybe years to come.
Well, of course, you know, we have certainly Lula in Brazil, who's a Marxist, and the fellow in Bolivia, what's his name, Morales?
Diego Morales, who was not only, he was represented the cocaine dealers.
And, of course, then we have Chavez in Venezuela. So we're seeing more and more, I think, of a move of South America to the left. Do you have that impression?
Oh, absolutely. In the United States, Condoleezza Rice last year basically came out and said, look, we're disengaging from Latin America. We've spent our national treasury in the 70s fighting communism and Cubans and Russians, and it's about time that democracy and the people of Latin America stand up on their own. Of course, the other reason is that while we're downsizing what we call SOUTHCOM, our military base in Florida, we're expanding PACCOM, which is based in Hawaii, as a challenge to the Chinese. So it's basically saying we cannot fight all of our adversaries, competitors, and enemies on all these different fronts.
Well, of course, the thing is that right now we're having to borrow $3 billion. That's B, boy, $1 billion a day from other countries just to pay our debts. There's no way in the world we can maintain the massive military that we have. They're going to have to do something like maybe cutting spending or something. It doesn't have to be military spending, but they've got to start cutting some spending, or else we're going to end up as bankrupt as ancient Rome or as Spain during the 1600s or, as so many other great countries that have simply spent themselves into obscurity.
Well, it's a very interesting point you make, because besides the military expenditures we're doing, which includes the war in Iraq, preparing for war with Iran, building up our navy against China, expanding research and development in secret weapons systems, we have tremendously expanded what we, since 9/11, the war on terror. We've basically given about $40 to $50 billion to Turkey, $30 to $60 billion to Egypt. And a lot of people, since we're talking about Mexico, forget that about 10 years ago, we bailed out the Mexican government, not just through NAFTA, but we bailed out the banks there. So we are, even though we're a super economic power, I wonder how long we can keep that spending up, because the war on terror, both in Iraq and with even paying for the war, Israel will be taking more loans and outright grants. It's costing us literally trillions of dollars between the war on terror and foreign aid.
Amen to that. And I share your concern. And history tells us that many great empires have fallen simply because of financial irresponsibility. And I don't think anybody would ever accuse the people in Washington, D.C. of being fiscally responsible.
No. Yeah, and what's the other thing that's happening, probably, and I'm involved in this more than anything, in many ways, more than the war on terror, is that the war on corruption and financial corruption worldwide has been declining. The FBI, after 9/11, basically got out of the white-collar crime business, as did many of our other 63 federal law enforcement agencies. So there's more corruption in the world, foreign government corruption, international swindles. Many, many Americans are being targeted with a variety of different swindles from characters overseas that are experts in this area. So more and more capital is being drained from America in terms of international fraud, foreign aid, which we've expanded, military foreign aid, and even through some of our treaties that we've set up. We've set up the Mutual Legal Assistance Treaty, and that is trying to curtail the flow of drug money, terrorist money, Bin Laden's money, but we haven't had much success. The secret banking havens of the world are taking more and more corrupt money in, terrorist money, and drug money. And that also has an effect on the United States, that capital is moving into all the banking havens of the world and not residing, not resting in American banks.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about where we're going as far as Iran is concerned, because, of course, as I read what's going on and see that the CIA keeps saying that, it's going to be 5 to 10 years before Iran will be able to build a nuclear weapon, the Bush administration insists, of course, they're going to have them any day, and we've got to attack, or we've got to do something, or else they're going to threaten the peace of the world. And how can you possibly correlate what the CIA is saying and what the Bush administration is saying? And yet, the Bush administration seems to be intent, for some reason, into going out to war with Iran. This is very, very disturbing.
Well, it's right, and it's I think what you're going to see after the November elections, because the Republican Party is concerned that they're going to lose both House seats local seats, of course, and Senate seats. It'll be a different type of mandate that Bush will be looking for to do something about Iran. And I think it's going to come whether there's a whether there's a Democratic Senate and Congress or Republican. I think when it comes to national security matters, even though the Democrats are criticizing Bush now and carping about his terrorism and national security policy, they'll close ranks after November elections because of the threat from Iran. We also have more lobbying on the part of Jewish groups because they're very concerned that Israel is in a very tenuous position now, both with Hamas, democratically elected, and Hezbollah, and the energized Arab countries that we've been talking about. So Israel is lobbying our national security policy people to do something about Iran. I think the Bush administration, and with some consensus with Tony Blair and probably Europe, is also closing ranks on doing something. I don't think the Iranians have any intentions of backing down. I don't think they care about sanctions. I don't think they even care about splitting Europe from the United States. They are in an accelerated mode to develop several nuclear weapons.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. 2237.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNLive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and John was just saying that that he really believes that we're going to have an exchange. We are going to have maybe a 2 or 3 week war, and using our naval and our air forces, simply wipe out the 450 sites where the Iranians are developing their nuclear weapons, and then, of course, the war will be over. But I wonder if it'll be over from the Iranian point of view, and I'm wondering what the other ramifications of an attack on Iran will be to the rest of the Muslim world. And then, of course, the question arose as to what China and Russia would do. How could we possibly, under international law, go in there without the permission of the United Nations?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Bush initiated what's called the preemptive strike policy. Now, that may be against international law, but it's part of U.S. law. It's part of the Patriot Act and the whole Bush philosophy of taking out the axis of evil. And I think President Bush, with some courage, has decided that, listen, he is not going to permit a country that supports terrorism to have nuclear weapons.
But China and Russia supported terrorism through the years, and both of them have nuclear weapons.
Well, they did. They supported terrorism, but they never supported terrorist state that had nuclear weapons. They supported the IRA and ETA and Islamic Jihad and various terrorist groups, but they knew that none of these terrorist groups had weapons of mass destruction. It's a little different with Iran. Iran could secretly or covertly give it to Al-Qaeda, to Hezbollah, to Hamas, to a radical group in Venezuela who would think they could covertly deploy it to the United States. And I think this is the big fear since the end of the Cold War that our national security policymakers have. And I don't think there's any stopping the United States from taking out Iran's nuclear facilities.
Well, of course, what about the CIA's statement? I've read this in a number of places where the CIA says it'll be 5 to 10 years before they can develop a nuclear weapon. Do you think we should completely discount what the CIA says?
Yes, I think the CIA has been consistently wrong in estimating things regarding Iraq and Iran. I would rather take the Israeli view, who believe they already have nuclear weapons or they're very close to it. There's a lot of indications that they either have them already or they, and this is my opinion, they have it already or they're quick. Because, you see, when a country develops nuclear weapons, they usually develop the nuclear weapons first, then the deployment capabilities. You know, you can put it in a missile, on a submarine, or whatever. The Iranians already have a deployment. They can deploy it from a sub, secretly. They can deploy it, I mean, we may be able to detect it, but they think they can deploy it secretly. They can also deploy it from missiles that they have from North Korea, Pakistan, and China. They have a long-range missile that can deliver a nuclear warhead as far as London or hit our fleet in the Gulf. So it's very, very scary. Now, traditionally, America has a philosophy in national security of exaggerating the threat. This is a real theory that the United States has. And Bush may be, in fact, exaggerating the threat to also put pressure on Russia, China, the EU, for them to do something about Iran. Not always have the United States as the bad guy trying to do something. Isn't it in Russia's interest not to have a nuclear Iran? Isn't it in China's interest? I mean, how can the Chinese and Russians possibly believe that Iranian nuclear research is for peaceful purposes? It's not. It's for developing nuclear weapons. The Iranians have more oil and natural gas and energy They don't need nuclear energy. What they want is to be a regional power that dominates the area for the Islamic religion, the way they see it, Islamic fundamentalism, and they need nukes to back it up. And anybody that doesn't believe that is out in left field.
All right, fine. Well, we're going to be back here in just a couple of minutes. Our guest is Mr. John Quirk. Would you like to get out your website in case anybody would like to get more information on what you're doing at tracking down assets throughout the world?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to get your website out there?
Yeah, it's www.assetlocationinternational.com. And what we do is we locate and recover assets in all the secret banking havens of the world by developing criminal cases against international fraudsters.
All right, fine. I'm sure there are a lot of them out there, and I understand business is really pretty good at the present time, isn't it?
It's booming.
All right, and of course, that's simply a reflection of the total corruption we have, not only here, but really throughout the world and through the banking industry as well. So, this is Dr. Stan. We'll be back here in just a moment with John Quirk. We'll welcome your calls. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Proper nutrition is absolutely essential for good health, but most people just don't eat right. Did you know that vitamin C is essential for our health? It's responsible for our collagen, for our bone. It's an excellent antioxidant that protects our immune system, but we can't produce it. Every other animal in the world can produce it except for fruit bats, hamsters, and human beings, and that's why we need vitamin C supplements. Most people are vitamin D deficient during the winter months, and certainly those who work indoors are vitamin D deficient during the entire year, and you need supplements. If you'd like to learn about the various health books and tape sets and videos and other health products that are available from Radio Liberty, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the Radio Liberty Health Catalog.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary and simply asking common sense questions? Find out. You must see 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, and share it with as many people as possible. Call 877-817-9829 to order your copy. That's 877-817-9829. Unless these questions are answered honestly, the world could be plunged into a third world war. Stop this madness. Call 877-817-9829 today and order your copy of 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNLive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is John Quirk, and we're really talking about what's going on throughout the world. Now, he, of course, has spent a lot of time in Venezuela, a lot of time in Europe, a lot of time over in the Near East and the Middle East, so he's got a really grip on what's going on throughout South America and Central America, the Near East, the Far East, and what about North Korea? Certainly, the president's son, Kim Il-jung's son, certainly is doing all sorts of crazy things over there. They can't feed their own people, and yet they're developing intercontinental ballistic missiles and trying, or maybe they already have developed nuclear weapons. And America had some sort of an anti-ballistic missile test in the Pacific here this last week or so, and he claimed that this was an act of aggression against North Korea. What sort of madness is going on over there? And what do you think the Bush administration is going to do about the threat of the North Korean communist government?
Well, it's a good question, and this is an area I call kind of the great deception, and I'll tell you why. When the Bush administration first got in, they immediately cut off aid to North Korea because they thought the Clinton administration was being extorted, which it was. And the Koreans then immediately started going back to developing, nuclear materials for nuclear bombs, which they have. They've got a number of nuclear bombs, and they're trying to work on deployment. They have a limited deployment. But what the Bush administration did, since we had problems in Iraq and Iran and South America, and the axis of evil was Iraq, Iran, and North Korea, we relied heavily on the Chinese, who buy lots of our bonds, and we buy lots of their products, to negotiate. Well, the Chinese, we thought, would jump into this. It would raise their bona fides in the world if they solved this problem. And the Chinese have done absolutely nothing. They've made no progress, and they have great control over the North Koreans. Now, several weeks ago, the U.S. State Department came out and said, the Chinese are really trying to solve this problem, even though it's been going on for 6.5 years with the Bush administration. There's been no progress at all, no negotiations. The United States has bent over backwards. We're continue to be extorted by the North Koreans. But worse than the North Koreans is the behavior of the Chinese. The Chinese do not want to help the United States. They are making a big play to be a superpower, control the shipping lanes of the world, and they want the United States to have problems. They want us to have problems in Iraq. They want us to have problems in Iran. They don't like the fact that we're helping build up India, which is a foil to them as a superpower. So I blame the Chinese completely about not helping us in the negotiations with North Korea. And what's happening is that Japan is looking to the United States, and we're losing some face, some credibility with them because we can't solve the problem. We don't have the military capability conventionally to take out North Korea. The South Koreans, we're losing face with them, and they haven't helped that much either. So it's a very bad situation out there. I think what will probably happen, it'll just continue. The North Koreans will continue to build nuclear weapons and missiles and probably continue to threaten and extort. We'll probably be giving in on certain issues. And it makes us look doubly bad because here we're beating Iran on the head about having nuclear weapons, and yet we don't do a thing about solving the problem with North Korea. So it's all part of the Chinese and Russian foreign policy to hurt the United States.
And I really think you're absolutely right. America looks really sort of like an impotent giant. I mean, it can't do anything about little North Korea. They can't even feed its own people. And yet, of course, we scream and yell about Iran having nuclear weapons, but Korea's already got their nuclear weapons, and they've got, very sophisticated missiles, which they got from Communist China, which, of course, Communist China got the technology from us. Wasn't that nice of us? And, of course, a lot of this really doesn't make sense if you're looking at it logically. So,
well, it's also hindsight, but you really have to blame the Clinton administration for most of our foreign policy problems. They let bin Laden get away with murder. They let Iran get away with murder. They let Saddam Hussein get away with murder. They let the drug cartels get away with murder. They focused and sent our troops into Somalia, which was a defeat, and into Bosnia, which we helped the Muslims there, and a lot of the Muslims from Bosnia that we helped wind up fighting with Al-Qaeda. And worse, the Clinton administration let the North Koreans get aid and extort us. And Bush comes into office, and he has all these things laid at his feet, North Korea, Iran, Iraq, the rise of Venezuela. It's because the Clinton administration let things go. They let slip. And it's created the problem that we have today 7 years later.
All right, fine. Well, I think we've got a real problem. And the question is, this thing seems to be going from bad to worse in Iraq. The president keeps saying we're not in a civil war there. And even his own generals say we're in a civil war there. I mean, we find more and more people are getting killed. We can't even bring peace and stability to Baghdad. And, of course, I don't know how the Iraqi army is doing, but I don't think they're doing very well. So how are we ever going to extricate ourselves from Iraq? Are we just going to stay there more or less indefinitely?
Well, no, I think we are making progress in the rest of the country. I think democracy is taking root. I think we're very impatient people. The problem is in Baghdad, not in the rest of the country. And the problem in Baghdad is Al-Qaeda and the Ba'athists left over from Saddam Hussein. Now, people criticize Rumsfeld about disbanding the Iraqi army, but the Iraqi army was full of Sunnis. You had to disband it and start all over. And you can't build an army in 4 to 5 years. It takes maybe 10 years. What the American military, the generals, want are more troops. That's probably a mistake. It's better to train the Iraqi troops to build them up to stop the bloodshed in Baghdad. There's not much going on in the rest of the country, and I think the Bush administration is going to do that. Probably over the next 3 to 6 months, there'll be tremendous progress. Now, if there's a smoking gun, and I don't think there is one yet, but if there's a smoking gun that the Iranians are keeping the pot boiling, that'll be another excuse for the Bush administration to go after Iran. But the Iranians are being very, very careful. They believe in patience. They believe the Americans will pull out. They believe we pulled out in Vietnam and we're going to pull out in Iraq. And I don't think we'll ever pull out of Iraq, even if you get a very liberal Democratic president in. It's just not in the cards.
All right. Well, Chris, the other thing is, though, that we are actually working to try to destabilize the Iranian government, aren't we? My understanding is that you were financing some of the rebels that are going in there. We even hear some rumbles about maybe some special forces teams being sent in surreptitiously to try to destabilize the government. We're beaming in all sorts of propaganda. We're trying to create a revolution in that country. I think the Iranians sort of resent, at least the leaders of Iran resent that.
Well, they do resent us for a lot of reasons. There's a litany of complaints that the Iranians have. They're very proud people. They're Persians. They're not Arabs. They believe the United States doesn't respect them. They believe the United States is insulting them by not direct negotiations. They don't see support of Hezbollah as worth going to war about. They resent the United States telling them to downsize any nuclear research. And don't forget, we've had problems with Iran going back to the Jimmy Carter years. And we shot down an Iranian airliner that killed almost 300 people. They've murdered our diplomats. We are spending, I think, something like $150 million in radio broadcasts to the young people. We're trying to support divergent groups, but the Iranian intelligence service is beating our brains out. It's a secret police that was trained by the KGB. So I think, and they're also trying to divide France and the rest of Europe from the United States. Don't forget the French have $2 or $3 billion in contracts, as do the Germans, the English, and the Italians, so that's a consideration. So, and the UN, which has never supported the United States, is dragging its feet on resolutions. It's certainly anti-Israel, the UN is, and it's pro-Muslim, not only pro-Arab, but pro-Muslim, and I mean pro-Iranian. So the Iranians have a lot of cards to play, but I think the issue that's going to be the straw that broke the camel's back is once the Iranians, and we can prove, have the capability to enrich uranium in the form of several nuclear weapons, the Bush administration will try to get a consensus with the UN, the EU, the major European countries, and close ranks with the Democratic Party and Republican Party, and that's when we'll take action. And I don't have a crystal ball, but I'd say by February, we'll be doing something against Iran.
Well, if we actually attack this country, will they try to retaliate against us? Do they have any agents here? Do they have any Iranian cells or similar cells operating here in the United States, waiting until we attack them so they can make reprisals against us? Because I don't think you can, go around the world attacking other countries without expecting perhaps a retaliation. Do you think the Iranians are making plans for that?
Absolutely, they are. About a year ago, I wrote an article for Real Clear Politics. It was titled "Iran's Defensive Moves If We Attack Them." They will engage in terrorism. They've got terrorist cells in the United States. Don't forget, there's about, I think, 1.5 to 2 million Iranians that came over after the Shah. And most of them, the majority, are very loyal Americans, but there's probably some radicals within those groups. The Venezuelans were issuing passports, and, an Iranian and Venezuelan can kind of look alike if, they have the same, more or less, ethnic features, so it'd be easy for them to operate here. The Iranians are superbly trained intelligence officers, much better than Iraqis. Remember, the KGB trained them. They have a very superb foreign intelligence service that operates in Europe. So they would retaliate. How much of a retaliation? Would it be attacking our military or attacking our embassies? Probably. Would they be able to get away with it here? Maybe they would attack a few icons and a few facilities here. But I think FBI counterintelligence and counterterrorism has switched over dramatically, not just working Al-Qaeda or Hezbollah or Hamas, but probably the Iranian intelligence service. So it's not going to be pretty, and it'll be another way for Islamic fundamentalists to demonstrate that they can reach in and cause havoc in the United States.
But you think that they would attack us if we did not attack Iran? In other words, would it be a response to an attack on Iran? And if we did not attack Iran, do you think that they would probably continue to just be sleeper cells here?
Yes, I don't think they would do a preemptive attack. They would react to an American attack. And the sleeper cells, like any intelligence organization, I mean, we have spies from almost every country here, it's just the way the game is played, would continue to conduct operations. Countries like Cuba and Venezuela and Russia and China conduct espionage here. The Iranians would conduct terrorism. The Hezbollah would conduct terrorism, okay, like Al-Qaeda did against the World Trade Center. So they're different. The Muslim fundamentalists believe in violence and striking out. They don't conduct espionage here, per se. They're planning terrorist attacks. And they feel that if we attack their country, the quid pro quo is that they're going to do something to us. I just hope that it's not a weapons of mass destruction, because they've had 25 years of an Islamic fundamentalist government to work on weapons of mass destruction, whether it's biological, chemical, or nuclear. The only thing that's holding them back, and they know that if they tried that, the United States and certainly Israel would retaliate probably with tactical nuclear weapons. The Israelis have already threatened Iran about that. So the Iranians probably have the message, and they know the Israelis are nobody to fool with. So it's like a poker game, who's going to bluff who. The hope is diplomacy could get back on track, but I don't see it happening over the next 6 months.
Well, do you think that we could really take out the Iranian nuclear facilities without using some sort of a tactical nuclear weapon? In other words, I understand that some of these facilities are down a couple of hundred feet buried in caves. Is there a possibility that we might use tactical nuclear weapons?
No, certainly not on a first strike. We have very improved cruise and Tomahawk missiles. Remember in the first Gulf War when General Schwarzkopf came on and Colin Powell, you saw these bombs going down the buildings and exploding. We have very sophisticated bunker busters. We have new cruise and Tomahawk missiles. And since 9/11, we've thrown a lot of money into new secret weapons. And it's directed against countries like Iran. So I think that we're a technical crusading country. I think that we would take out all their facilities, seriously damage them probably for 10 to 20 years without creating large numbers of casualties. And that's what the United States' goal would be.
Well, of course, the thing is, it would seem to be logical that the Iranians would make any concessions, or at least feign to make any concessions, to avoid a military confrontation. It is illogical to me that President Ahmadinejad and the other mullahs there would risk a war. They could, you know, they could even secretly continue their nuclear production, but I would think that they would lean over backwards to try to avoid that.
Well, here's the problem. It's religion. And from all my travels and living in foreign countries, I see so many problems that religion has caused, whether it's Catholics and Protestants fighting in Northern Ireland, whether it's Shia and Sunni fighting each other, whether it's the Jews against Muslims, the Muslims against Christians. You have an Islamic fundamentalist state. You do not have a secular state. You have Islamic state. They love the Quran. They love their religion. They're fanatics. They have a whole doomsday sect anyway that thinks the end of the world is coming. And they really believe that they must defend their religion. They feel that America and Israel threaten their religion, and the Western civilization threatens their religion. And they will go down in flames before they give up their religion. So,
but what percentage of the, say, of the Iranian people is that really? Is that just this small group of mullahs, or is this the vast majority of Iranians?
No, I don't think it's the vast majority of the Iranians, because the vast majority of Iranians are young people who want Western ideas. They want to go to school. Women want to be educated.
Hold,
they want to be
hold
empowered.
Hold that up. We'll be right back in just a moment. Have you ever wondered why the incidence of cancer and diabetes and heart disease is increasing in the United States? Are you eating a lot of food that's loaded with sugars in them? Or are you certainly eating prepackaged meals that are loaded with MSG? Or are you drinking Diet Coke that's loaded with aspartame? What are you doing to protect your health? What are you doing to protect the health of your family? Well, most people really don't understand the importance of good nutrition, so I've compiled a list of the books on health, the tape sets, the videos, the vitamins and minerals and herbal products that Radio Liberty carries, and the doses of the products that we recommend. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Radio Liberty Health Catalog, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And remember, proper nutrition is essential for good health.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack.
The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Well, we're out of time here. Thanks very much, Mike, and we're going to have to, we'll get to Mark there in San Jose. But our guest this afternoon has been John Quirk. Always a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you so very much for being with us, John.
Thank you very much. All the best.
Goodbye-bye. God bless. Bye. Okay, fine. And if Mark wants to stay on, I'll talk to him after the program. But right now, we're going to have to remind our listeners out across America that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us as we reach out across America 5 hours every day by radio, shortwave, internet, satellite, trying to get the truth to the American people. Because nothing is as it appears to be. The United States fraught the Ayatollah Khomeini to power back in 1979, and at the time it didn't make any sense, but I would like to suggest that there is a master plan, there is a cosmic script that's being played out today, and you are witnessing it, and if you're looking for logic in what's going on, I don't think you're going to find it. It looks like Hugo Chavez and President Ahmadinejad came from central casting, as did some of the people in key positions in our government as well. And I think we're being drawn into a major conflict in the Middle East, and I believe that if God is just, his justice is not going to sleep forever, and he is going to bring terrible retaliation on the United States. Well, certainly we want to take this opportunity to mention we are having our yearly conference. It's going to be on the 29th of October, and we hope that you will be able to come. That's a Sunday, but we're going to have Constance Cumby. We're going to have Chris Pinto, who put out the video, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, that was the number one pick of the New York Film Festival. Over 1,000 documentaries. It's going to be a great, great program. And please call us, 1-800-544-8927, and make your reservations to come to the Radio Liberty Conference. That's the all-day conference, and of course, if you're from out of the area, why, I will tell you exactly where you can stay close at hand, and it'll be an unforgettable experience. I do want to mention that the UFO conference is at the Hyatt Regency over in San Jose, in Santa Clara. It's going to be on Saturday and Sunday. We're going to be there. We're going to have a table, simply because there needs to be a Christian presence there, pointing out that all this talk about UFOs, these are metaphysical entities. They come from the other dimension. That's why they can go 5,000 miles an hour and turn right immediately without, of course, having to go into some sort of a curve. I mean, because they do not follow the laws of dynamics at all. They come from a supernatural realm. And if you doubt that it exists, you need to get our book. It's called The Beautiful Side of Evil by Johanna Michelson, who is actually a medium. And, of course, we have the interviews with her and the 4-tape set on the supernatural. Then, of course, you need to get the book that really helped to change my life many years ago called Hostages to the Devil. It was written by Malachi Martin. We've only recently begun to carry it. And we also, of course, have a number of interviews with Malachi Martin. And if you, we have a four-tape set, The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. So if you'd like to go ahead and get that information, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Remember, Radio Liberty does carry the health products. If you'd like our health catalog, fine. We carry the Berkey products, and if you'd like to be able to get good water or to get the fluoride out of your water, here in California, of course, you can't get the big Berkey, but you can get the Berkey Light. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we're going to be carrying, emergency food products. I think everybody should have a supply, and we're representing Ready Reserve Food. So if you'd like their catalog, why, give us a call. We'll get it off to you. You get it through us, and you'll get it for the same price you would. Getting it through them, they'll ship it from Southern California, and you'll have these products. You need to have things on hand. You need to have a big Berkey's or Berkey Light so you can have water, or even get the sport bottle, but have something so you can purify your water. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a major war, and it's coming in the very, very near future. And pray for America, please.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Laura Lee Scholl. President Bush has confirmed for the first time the existence of secret CIA prisons and says terror suspects once held there have now been sent to Guantanamo Bay for trial. Mark Smith is at the White House.
Defending the controversial prisons, the president said those held